Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, I was supposed to push the button, but I was like, huh, my head was spinning today. Ilona Europa in my own chair, Monday, 6 till 7 p.m., Accent On, LA Talk Radio, every week. But what I'm saying, let's rewind my thoughts. I was just thinking about first question that I really would need to almost ask my guest, really hot guest. And you know what? What is the amazing people, what is amazing that this will be for the second time we'll be having a chance to listen to his new single. In April we met Dario for the first time on our show. Hi Dario.
Hi, how are you?
In April last year, I think there was like April 4th or something.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh my gosh, you were first time on my show. Your song was amazing.
Thank you.
Who will think that so much good will happen in your life after releasing your first, this, what was the name of the single?
The last one was, yes, Try It.
Try It. And that was my first question, because things were changing so rapidly in,
yes,
your life after releasing Try It, you know, yes, single. Tell us right away, what's happened in this 8 months?
Oh my, yeah, about 8 months, I think so.
It's almost,
almost a year. So much has happened. The record was Alpha. That's where the song came from.
I love the cover.
Thank you.
I love the cover. I think it's really hot. Who created the cover?
Well, the idea was mine.
Yay!
And we got together with Armando Sanchez and Aaron Williams, who came up with the concept of what we were going to do. And then we brought it to Michael Block over at Graphics. And he put this thing together. And I changed stuff around, of course, because I'm an artist.
Of course.
And I won.
Really, really nice. I really like it. You really look strong and
Thank you.
And very modern. I love the colors. And it's just very, very cool album cover. And yeah, and then, okay, I want to say LA Talk Radio and XML play the single. And then next,
yes,
morning,
yes,
everything could happen. No, I know. It took more time and more effort to probably promote everything and song. Like today was amazing, and the two that we'll be playing today, I cannot even tell you how much I like your new single. And I will describe why I like it, what is the best that I think about the song. But we'll be having also a little bit, Twitter is going on.
Well, it's funny because the song just came out. We're already at 17,000 views.
That's amazing. And hopefully right after the show, we'll be having like a few thousand more.
I hope so.
And people will be downloading the show, because we'll be playing the show, the song, and people will have a chance to listen over and over and over and over again and purchase. Because if everybody goes to Accent On page, I have links there and even links how to purchase your new single.
Yay.
Then people can check you out on the website and purchase single and just find out what's new. But again, rewind my thoughts. Let's start from from April 4th. Right after you left the studio, I remember you had big gatherings. There was like, and big gatherings, yes?
Yes, we had basically a promo tour that we had to do. The promo tour lasted about 3 weeks. It was basically promoting the record and the single. And then right after that, we had the release party, which was basically introducing the record to the media. And it was, I think it was a week before the tour started.
Wow. And I know you are working because you have dancers
yes,
in your show. We will talk how your show looks when you are going on the tour. But because we mentioned about the party and the release party, I always like when artists bringing people that are helping them all the way to get just gets more and more successful, I think.
Of course.
And for the second time, I think, or third time, I think I knew you before, but you brought your PR lady.
My publicist, Elizabeth Ademchuk, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I don't do any press without her.
And I will repeat, Elizabeth Ademchuk, which drives me crazy because Ademchuk, this is Polish name. And then when I said Elizabeth, oh, Elżbieta Ademchuk, she's Polish, but I was a little bit wrong.
She's Scottish.
Hi, Elizabeth. Could you say hi to us? And you are Scottish.
I am Scottish.
Oh, why Polish name again?
Well, it's my father and his mother and father, obviously. Scottish.
Scottish and Polish. Yeah. That's so far away. Yeah. Okay, how many years you are in L.A.?
In L.A.? I've been here almost 8 years now.
Okay, and yeah, your firm name is?
Seraphic PR.
How you spell this?
S-E-R. How do you spell it? S-E-R-A-P-H-I-C.
I'm looking in there.
Seraphic.
But you're
PR.
Right. That was good. Who named this firm this
it
way?
It actually took me a while to come up with a name. Actually,
I remember
a funny story of it. Yeah, Dyer was the one that said, "I don't like your company's name." I was like, "You know what? Neither do I." So I changed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you accept this one, Daria?
I love it. I love I love the meaning behind it. I love what it means.
Could
I think it's fantastic.
Explain as why.
Well,
why this
a seraph or seraphim is an angel, and because I like to help people, aww, I thought, why not seraphic as a helper? Seraphic PR.
That's
isn't that great?
Yes, very good. And artist. Yeah. Oh my gosh, not only artist, because I would love for maybe 2-3 minutes spent explaining why your firm is different from another one in LA and why Dario decided that you are the lady to help him to just promote his albums and grow his career with
absolutely
you. Yeah. What is the difference, you think, between you and many different people?
I don't know. I feel like actually you
the help is already beautiful.
Earlier, you said about there's like an older Hollywood. Let's think of me as like the new young Hollywood. I like to help people who maybe haven't had the chance. You know, I like to give people chances. And
Who is your client, the best client? If you wish somebody to call you right now, who will be the best client? Of course, singers,
well,
you know,
yeah,
and performers. But is anybody else?
Actors and musicians. I can help anybody, really. I have someone who wants to help me, or me help them with a film for charity, which is
interesting.
Yeah, so I'm about to start helping her. And
I understand this is your full-time job.
It is, as of
dedication. Great, we like
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
but very good. But you know, we need to make this decision in life, because this is like artistry. A lot of people treat the singing as a hobby, and they say, "Oh, I'm doing stuff." 5 till 9 or actually 9 till 5
yeah,
and
yeah,
then I'm becoming an artist, and to me it's like impossible.
It's impossible, because you need to give it everything you've got. If you don't give it 100%, you're never going to get to do the goals and the things that you want to do. You won't achieve much.
Then to come back to Darius and his journey, I would love to maybe for the last time, Elizabeth, can you give us your contact? If somebody wants your help, why not?
You can email me at elizabeth@seraphicpr.com. And I have a website, is www.seraphicpr.com.
Wonderful. Oh, everybody can go to Accent on page, and that's where is linked to your business.
You.
I'm hoping something good will happen, and next time you'll be with another artist here. Okay, Daria. Then coming back to not only April 4th and your great single Try It, which started practically so nicely, and you were even surprised, yes?
I was.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then right after you had a great party, how many people came?
We were packed. We were at capacity.
Wow.
It was, I think the venue attendance was 500 was capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were over.
I know.
We were over capacity by 11 or 21 people. I can't remember.
Wow.
So we were a little bit over, which is a fire hazard, but we didn't care.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to come. I was in Poland. I left in May in Poland and I couldn't come. But, okay, and then right after, did you, you had a tour, yes?
We had a tour. The release party definitely opened doors for me, because we made the trifecta. We made all of the major, you know, national publications. We made all the weeklies the following day. Elizabeth spearheaded the entire project, so of course we, you know, did well. Mm-hmm. And but because of what happened, 2 weeks later, my tour started. And we did the United States, and we were going to go to Asia and Germany. And it got canceled. Not because anything was bad, it's just because it was too much good was happening. So they said, we're going to have to cancel a tour. And I said, why? You know, it's going great. And they said, well, because you're doing too well. So we need to get you back in the studio because people are talking about the evolution and the progress that you've made, and we need you back in the States. So they had to postpone the tour, not cancel it, to this year. Okay. So they put me back in the studio to record this album.
Okay, now, but now we have two great singles, and we have now an album that was the Alpha, and now you are releasing...
Point of No Return.
Gosh, the titles, who... Okay, is this also one of the songs on the album?
Yes, it's the album. It's symbolic of where I am right now in my career and in my life. Point of No Return, because I feel like Alpha opened so many doors for me. Alpha broke the Billboard 200. We made the top 100 albums, which is fantastic. We also broke the top 10 of the independent chart, and we broke top 20 in pop albums for the entire country.
Amazing.
So that was huge for us. As
absolutely. And I know, I remember looking, your pictures were popping up on Facebook. I'm like, I cannot believe it.
Couldn't believe it. When the morning that Billboard came out, the magazine, when I found out that I had a top 10 record in the United States, we were like, what is happening? Crying. I was like, crying. It was horrible.
No, it was beautiful.
No. It was horrible how crazy I looked and I was crying. No. But the next day, you know, Twitter contacted us and they verified my page. You know, a couple days later, I had a Wikipedia page. Like, it started just happening really fast.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, Avalon called and they wanted me to headline Tiger Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge for any artist in the dance genre. To get asked to come and headline Tiger Heat, that's a big deal.
Wow.
Gaga's been asked to do it. Britney's been asked to do it. Madonna's been asked. So for me to be asked to do, I was like, are you kidding me? Of course I'll do it. And when I showed up, it was beautiful. It was 5,000 people. The venue is beautiful. And I couldn't believe it. I went on like at midnight, right?
Yeah.
It was
How many songs?
Late.
How many songs?
Three
songs.
Yeah.
But this was a tough decision because having a tour, to break the tour and coming back to record new material because you had a great single. And I think that was a good idea because writing and creating an album takes a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it seems like you did very, very well.
We did it in 4 months.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
I was dying, Ilona. I was dying. I was on the tour. The tour was... May through September. I get a phone call in August. My manager's like, okay, we're going to postpone Asia and Germany. I said, why? We need you back in the studio. When? In 2 weeks. I was like, the tour's still going on. The tour doesn't end until September 20th. When do you want me in the studio? September 22nd. So I got one day off.
Wow.
And then I had to go back in the studio immediately.
But what about writing? How did you have so many... ideas? Are you a songwriter?
Yes, I wrote the entire record.
Then did you have, because, you know, I'm a songwriter too, then I have lots of songs. I have the books with lyrics, and then I clean my always tables because I have beautiful different books. I like to write not on computer then. The finished version is on computer. But then even today, I'm like, wow, I have like maybe 20 new songs right now. I need to start writing melody right now, music to it. But lyrics sometimes are coming first to my head. You are writing both?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was crazy. It's so funny because this year...
But 4 months, 10 songs? How many songs?
We did 29 songs and we recorded 8. So
wow.
for the album, there's only 8. But it's so funny because it couldn't have come at a more perfect time in my life.
Yeah.
Because during the tour, personally, I was going through a lot of turmoil. And I was on the road and I just wasn't happy with a lot of the stuff that was happening behind the scenes. And I just wasn't happy. So when they called and said, okay, we're going to do this record, I had so much to say. I just wasn't sure if I was going to be able to say it. Because sometimes, you know, when you have a management team and you have a team around you, basically, they say, well, we can't talk about this and we can't talk about this. And on this record, it was different. They said, say whatever you want to say.
Wow.
Because the album was supposed to be called Omega. because the last album was Alpha. It was Alpha and Omega to put it together. It was supposed to be like a double edition type thing. And I didn't want to do it. And I said, I don't want to do Omega. I said, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't mean anything to me. And music and creativity has to speak to me. And if it doesn't speak to me, I don't want to do it. Well, what's going on? And blah, blah, blah. And as you know, like I told you last time, they were changing my entire look.
Yeah.
And they were changing my style and what I was doing. And I didn't want to do it. And I wasn't happy. So we sat down with our lawyers, agents, managers, blah, blah, blah. And they said the record would have done better if you would have allowed him to be himself.
Oh, like always.
And the funny thing, though, is that it wasn't a bad record. The record sold really well. It was a top 10 record. But they felt that it would have been top five if they would have let me do what I wanted to do. So they apologized to me and said, okay, do what you want to do. So, of course, because I'm a wuss, I started crying because I was happy. And I did what I wanted to do.
That's a trust. Because, you know, on another hand, we need to also support management and their team because they don't want to hurt artists. But, you know, it's great that they right now, they had a proof because the try was really good.
It was a top 30 single.
And then they say, okay, he has so much battle up. He has stuff to say. He's not so happy. And they listen to you and they trust you that you are ready to become who you think you want to be.
Exactly.
Sometimes management is not so happy. They will never release you from your own, for their vision and just don't let you breathe. I think
you're lucky. They apologized to me. They sat me down and they said, we're really sorry. We did not realize that we were stifling your creativity and we don't want to do that anymore. So do whatever you want to do. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is great. So immediately I started writing and writing and writing. And it was crazy. I got together with Charlie Snyder and John Silos. And we were in the studio like 4 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day. And we were just writing stuff and putting it down. And the album, it just came so easily. I think this is the first time.
Nice birth.
That I've recorded an album that was so easy. It was hard because I felt like I was ripping a piece of my insides. But it was easy because it was just coming out as opposed to having to force the writing.
Okay, then I think we have in our studio Dario, singer, songwriter. And I think before we'll be playing premiere, your new single, let's maybe play Out of Body. This is the also one of the songs from your first Alpha.
From the last album, yeah.
From the Alpha. What can you tell us about this song?
Out of Body for me was, I think honestly, is my favorite song from Alpha.
Wow.
It wasn't critically acclaimed. It never was released. None of that. But the fans, the diehard Dario fans, they love that song.
Okay, my gosh. Let's play it. Out of Body, Dario.
Marco Polo in the dark, follow the beating of my heart. Take me, slow motion when we start. Now won't you come and leave your mark? Take me. And if the air is thick, it's not because of purple haze, although that would explain the way my body's feeling strange. Just like two forces will collide and never be the same. Never be the same. Just a touch, and I'm out of body, out of body. You lift me up when your lips are on me, like a chemical dependency on all in love, all over me. Just a touch, and I'm out of body. Transcendental is your love. Lose myself inside the rush. Take me, watch our bodies from above. Yeah, I can never get enough. Take me. And if the air is thick, it's not because of purple haze, although that would explain the way my body's feeling strange. Just like two forces will collide and never be the same. Never be the same. Just a touch, and I'm out of body, out of body. You lift me up when your lips are on me, lips are on me. Like a chemical dependency on all of you, all over me. Just a touch. to reach a higher plane. Just like two forces will collide and never be the same. Never be the same.
Beautiful. You have this voice.
Thank you.
You have this voice that has few voices in it. You know? And you are like creating mood, mystique, mysterious.
Yeah.
And then you are coming to the smooth transition.
Thank you.
And like you mentioned to me, Ilona, listen to these notes behind. You know, obviously you are going to the highest.
Yeah, I hit a G.
Vocals, you know? Then I will say, I don't know who, Mariah Carey. Can
yeah,
hit right. him?
It's funny because when they heard it, they were like, "Is yeah. that a Mariah note?" And
I
then
know.
They were like, "Yeah, who did it, Dario?"
Dario
no, he
you.
Didn't. And they're like, "Yes, he did it."
And you know, we need to talk because obvious head voice, your ability singing so high in scale, you have probably four or five octaves.
Four octaves, yeah, four and a half.
Four. Wow, no, that okay, Mariah Carey. Okay, you have her scale. This is. Unexpected from the man, you know, and the easy transition from the lower
register to the head voice
is so smooth, you know. It's like it's few people, but it's one. It's amazing. I love it.
You
never break like a comfort zone. This song is very, very cool. I think I know what you mean by getting out of what may be. It was to what you become
yes.
right now, okay? Then if you want to tell us a little bit about your album, the new one, how can you describe your songs? Because there's a lot of pop right now.
Yes.
It sounds like, yeah, this one is not dancey in a way. You know, uh-huh. It's not that in a dance genre. Genre is magical. It's magical. It's almost like you say, okay, if you want to be also into dance, let's remix and add to your new
yep.
album and just keep it up with this song. It's a beautiful song.
Thank
and,
you.
You know, I hope people will come back and listen because, yeah, that's what is weird. When people are buying albums, they sometimes never really get attached to more than four or five or first three in a car, first four, and then I need to leave the car. I have
yes.
no time to listen to six, seven, eight. You know, okay, let's start all over. But this is like call out. You say, this is my favorite and my fans' favorite
yeah.
From this album. Then tell us, what do you think outside of your single, Good Morning World? What a title. Do you have prediction which one from the eight songs that you have will be the next favorite?
I know what I want,
yes.
and I know what everybody else wants.
Okay.
Like
let's,
Elizabeth
let's
and everybody else.
What do you want?
I want either Hurt Me or Prove It To Me to be the next single.
Wow.
They don't want it. Elizabeth, Mama, they don't. They're like, no. There's a song on the album called Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh.
And I actually cuss in it. And it's a really good song, and it's really funky, and we use all live instruments, full band,
wow.
you know, everything. And it's a really good song, but I'm like, really?
Okay, why Hurt Me? What is in the song
Hurt Me? Is about my relationship with my two best friends that I had. They were my best friends for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke off the relationship about a year ago, and we're not friends anymore, and we're not getting along.
Oh.
And it went really bad. And for about a year, I've been holding on to like
yeah.
the anger and the resentment of what happened and how it was never fixed. So as a musician, we
yeah.
write songs, and that's how we get over it. And writing this song helped me to close
sometimes
that chapter.
You just cannot put together pieces.
Yeah.
I am learning, getting older. You are very young, but I learned this too late in my life, you know, because I like, and probably, Elizabeth, if you like helping people, you are always on this end and you want to save everything, you want to make this pretty, you want not, but really sometimes you just cannot. And we're right, 10 years relationship with friends.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, we are not talking love story. We are talking friendships, which is, it's sometimes even more close than being in love with somebody because you have history, the more a cool one, and two people in one.
Yeah.
You broke up. Yeah, you know what? People say move on, and hard to say move on, but sometimes you just need to do that.
You do. And for me, I needed closure. And since we never actually talked about it, me writing the song was my closure.
Do you think they will know that the song is about?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
If they hear it, they'll know. And I have a feeling they will hear it.
Oh, please, guys. Two of you. Whatever happens, maybe it's worth, because Elizabeth and I, we like to put everything together. And I know Dario probably tried to. Okay, now I... And then you think you will be having saying, "Oh, let Elizabeth and your management decide."
the
is not
song.
The one.
Yeah. Well, the other song, it's really good. I'm like I said, I'm proud of the whole. Like I said, the album is called "Point or No Return" because I've reached a point in my life where I'm either going to do it or I'm just going to quit.
No, you will never
and
quit.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So literally, it's very symbolic. The entire record, I literally feel like I ripped a piece of my insides out when I put it on this record. Wow. Like I documented the past 2 years of my life.
Then can you, do you think this is like singer-songwriter / pop / what is the style?
The album?
I hear electronica, but you mentioned also that that you use a lot of live
absolutely
instruments in a new album.
Yes.
Okay.
The album is very pop, R&B, it's got a little bit of funk and dance. So it's a mixture. This record is a lot different than the last record because the last record was very, I don't want to say electronic, but it was very technical.
Yeah.
This record has a lot of live instruments on it. And we have one really good dance song where we use a lot of EDM stuff on it. And then the rest of it is very, you know, R&B and pop. And I wanted to infuse a lot of sounds together. Yeah. I didn't want to just stick to one genre because
Absolutely. Then
it gets boring.
I love it. And you know what? We are seeing more and more that artists have the saying. Yeah. There is not anymore, oh, your album need to be just in one style. No, we can just
maneuver through
one.
And
that's what life is about. You don't wake up all the time trying to dance, or you don't wake up every morning trying to cry. Sometimes in 12 hours we have mood swings from the woman, especially, you know. Yeah, you can cry, you can laugh, everything. And I think album's supposed to be like that.
Well, the thing is, for me, is I want the album to take you on a journey. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't change lanes sometime, it's not going to take you on a journey. It's going to stay stagnant.
Yeah.
So I wanted it to do something, and I wanted you to take you somewhere.
But on the other hand, the people say, oh, if they are used to your single, they are looking to album for another similar style. And
well, there's at least two or three like that. But
okay, now, I think I still am keeping people wanting Good Morning World, that's the name of the single, wanting more, and I promise we'll be playing the single. This will be big premiere. But let's read some opinions of your fans about
the comments,
the video, because I post also on Accent On. Please, we have a link there to your video for the song. And people just posting all the time, and you are reading your smile.
Yeah, it's funny because when I got here, I was actually reading comments because no one's saying anything bad. And I, when I got into this business, I wasn't delusional. I knew that not everybody was going to like me, and I was okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, we played that part of the game, you know what I'm saying, when we're in this business.
Then when people start liking, you're saying, where is the bad?
Exactly.
You know, what's wrong with people?
But literally, the comments are amazing. Like, look, this is some of the comments. Like, somebody said, life is too short, just be happy. This song is amazing.
Oh, the song is amazing. I swear to God, I have a favorite part in the song. Everybody will be too. But okay, read
yes,
what people say.
Yes, another person said, amazing voice. Great job, Dario.
Oh, you have amazing
voice.
Thank you. Dario.
Another one said, I love this song with a million exclamation marks. Another person said, he is so beautiful, and so is the song.
Yep. It's beautiful.
No, that's where we're getting. You are beautiful with a great voice. Like, it's all just really, really positive, and I'm happy because that's what I wanted.
You know what? It is the time, probably, that everything will work well for you. And is it the time? We always have the time that things are falling apart, and then things are coming together. And I think that's the moment. And then remember, probably everything will fall apart again. And you need to pick up the pieces. And could be that you will start writing in a country genre. Why not? You know? You never know.
We need those kinds of things to happen in our lives. Because as artists, we feed off of those things. We need the heartbreak and we need the sadness. And we also need the happiness and the excitement.
Absolutely. Okay. Do you think it's like 6:30 Pacific time? Accent On, LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa, my favorite singer. His voice is above and beyond amazing. And I am so honored to, of course, let people listen and add the great remarks to your opinion about your song. I love the song. I love the title. I love everything. His voice is just like butter to my soul. Then Dario, good morning, world.
So
in home, I was listening to the song, I don't know how many times. My daughter, Natasha, hi, you'll be listening at night over and over the song too. She loved your first one so much. She loved it so much.
Thank
I remember
you.
Him like, who is this guy? You know, and hi, Harry Towers, I'll be calling you. You don't even know. And that will be, I think, very good relationship. Harry was many times calling in and just talking about the biggest artist that he is promoting for many, many years. And then I will introduce you also to Sam Clubjumpers. You know, you will love the people that they are remixing songs, the biggest names in America too. Then you know what? This could be also the one funky that we all, my
it.
Friends will become your friends. And I just love when things like that happen. I will send the song to Harry, and Harry will give me opinion right away, and he will tell you right away how much he can do for the song.
Thank
and
you.
What he thinks he can do. I think DJs will love it. Of course, we need some remixes for that, minimum one or two. Anyway, how did you decide to add this high part and break the tempo and mood, and then doesn't hurt the song? Normally, DJs will say, why you change it? Or completely broke the mood. And it's so beautiful.
I love that you get it. And that's how I know that you're an artist, because a lot of people didn't understand it. They were like, what the just happened? And they're like, it just completely changed. And I'm like, if you listen to the lyrics, I'm being passive aggressive. I'm actually being, I don't want to say patronizing, but I'm kind of being, the song is basically an introduction to the music. I've sold over 1 million albums worldwide. I've been on the cover of over 53 magazines. I have 10 television shows. I have 3 top 10 singles, 5 IMA nominations. I've been doing this for a long time, but the industry will not give me credit.
Yeah.
And now I'm saying, good morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been here all along. You just now are realizing that I'm here. So in the chorus, it's kind of like a lullaby. I'm being a little bit condescending.
But it's just so beautiful.
Thank
this
you.
Part and your voice again. And like I was saying before we started the show, you really need to create an album and using your high voice. It's just very, very special. It's just nobody sings this way too.
Thank you.
You know, then I don't know. And you're very lyrical, which in this crazy world of bad things happening, we want the calm feeling, even when you say you are a little patronizing, you know, and you have your own reason why you broke.
But the fans love it.
Of course.
This song is for all of my underdogs. That's who it's for. And they, when they hear it, they get so excited because it's a song about empowering.
Yeah.
But it's about empowering yourself against other people, against bullies. And that's basically what I'm saying.
Daria, this is a beautiful, of course, topic for another show, but we have time a little bit, 5-10 minutes, we need to talk about that. You are, you have 5 siblings.
I do.
Oh my gosh, you are, and your home is in?
Tucson, Arizona.
Beautiful. And obvious, like every great musician, you woke up one day, very tiny boy, and said, I'll be a singer, I'll be a star, and you never moved back from this thought.
No.
You know, and I always say, how this pops up in our heads, that we wake up and we close our eyes, or we close our eyes, and we see ourselves on the stage. I had no idea. I was a tiny little girl in Poland. I had no idea even, we didn't have a TV when I was dreaming about becoming a singer. We had only radio with a lot of Russia music that they played. And my daddy, who was singing very out loud at the Russia big army songs. It was like Twilight Zone when I remembered it. And I was 5 years old. Window were open. My dad was cooking 5-6 in the morning, kielbasa or stuff like that, making us breakfast for me and my sister. And I remember myself thinking, I need to be inside of this box on the radio, this radio box. I need to be out together. And then I remember me always dreaming that one day I will be there. And yeah, like 15 more years later, I was on a stage with some of the people that later was listening to the songs in this cute box, the radio, called the radio. And I don't know where this came from, because my parents were very poor and very simple, beautiful people. Nobody knew what is a music, except they love to sing. And then how did this happen to you? How this dream popped up in your head? Is it mommy, daddy? Who is a singer? Who is a musician?
My mom is a singer in the family. She was definitely a huge influence. But for me, it's funny because I've told this story before. For me, I was 3 years old when I knew I wanted to be a singer. And it was so funny because I remember it very clearly. I'm bilingual. I speak Spanish and English. And I was in the back seat of my dad's car, and in the front seat was him and his friend. I don't know if we were driving him to his house or what. But there was a song on the radio really popular in Mexico called Vestido de Color de Rosa, which means pink dress, and woman in pink dress. And I don't know why I knew the lyrics to it, but I did. And I was singing it, and the guy sitting in the passenger seat looked over his shoulder and then looked at my dad and said, "Your son's singing." He's like, "Oh, he does that all the time." And he's like, "No, no, no, he's singing really well. You should get him a guitar. He's going to be a singer." And I remember hearing him say that. And it's so funny because now as an adult, I remember it very clearly. I thought to myself, "Oh my God, I can be a singer?" So I remember growing up, that's all I thought about. And it was that one moment when I was 3 years old in the backseat of my dad's car when I knew that's what I wanted to do.
That's a so important accent on how people can change our lives if they give us a little bit pat on our heads in a moment yep. that we need the most. Obviously, you were a tiny child, but you still remember.
I remember very well.
And then again, teachers, friends, parents, sisters, brothers, if you have somebody around you who really dreams big, just don't tell them they cannot. Just tell them, yes, you can, and we want you to achieve this dream. And a lot of people in this world, they just wait for us to fail, and they say, "Why do you dream? You're supposed to do something else. Who let you? Who allowed you to dream for so long? Do something else. They don't understand. You are singing for 10, 15, 12 years right now, like professionally.
Professionally going on, what is it, 14 years?
And we are talking about success story right now, which is in 14, 15 years in the making, And then we have Elizabeth with you, and she's the one who also helps you so much. And I see her face. She's smiling. She's just so relaxed around you. It's nothing about being pushy, being aggressive or something. It's just she's there for you. Oh, my gosh. It's a beautiful. Now you have 5 siblings. What do they think about you now?
It's funny because the song came out yesterday. And when we did the big push for today was the first day for radio. Yesterday was the first day for the actual video. I get a phone call in the morning from my sister crying. And I said, "Lidio, what's wrong?" She's like, "I just saw your music video and I'm so inspired." I'm like, "Oh, you're so funny. Thank you so much." And my mom called me and they don't understand it. Like, it's so crazy because they say, "We knew you said you were going to do this. We just didn't realize you were actually going to do it." Yeah. So for them, it's I think they're proud.
They see you as a brother or a son. But, I in a way, great that you are a little bit out of Arizona. You are here in LA.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Have your own world. It's tough out there, but it's the most beautiful business to be in. And, I don't feel sorry for any artist who is in the moment maybe low and feels a little bad, because I say the real artists, they will wait out for this moment, and they will become a stronger, better, and because they will never quit. Then you were laughing, saying, "Okay, maybe it's the time to quit." And no, you will never quit.
No.
You will always be singing. You'll be changing. You'll be developing your
voice,
your
I think the struggle writing. Is what keeps you hungry.
Yeah.
And it keeps you alive and it keeps you going. And I think that if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So at the end of the day.
In a way, because I can, I would like to play a little bit of my new song. It was Dance and Pray. And it's also a very important song for me. Then I will play. I think I played a few times already. It's a new release. It's important for me. Then I will play it. And I will not say nothing more. I just will play it. Dance and Pray. And then I promise we'll be finishing this show and we'll be listening one more time to Good Morning World. Then okay, let's dance and pray and then say Good Morning World again from Daria.
Above the world, I'm not so sure. dreams and pray for one more chance.
He broke my heart. And move on, Ilona. Move on. And now we need to say bye-bye to people and let's play one more time.
Yes.
Good Morning World.
Absolutely.
I think this song needs to be played over and over. Thank I can you. Only have 10 shows a day. That will be my feature song for another Aww. Year. Okay, Good Morning World and goodbye for today, Dario and Elizabeth. Thank you for coming. And I want to hear the hurt. This is my accent. I want to listen to the hurt. If I can clear up my accent, please, I would love you to come back with this song.
Absolutely, I would love to come back.
And Elizabeth will find out who was right, whatever will be the next single. And yeah, and we can make, you know, a little
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I love
it.
You, people. Thank you so much for today. Bye bye. Good morning, world.
Just to wait. Now who's waking up? Thank God I've woken up. yesterday. I took your words, slept on all your love and hate. Spent so long trying to keep it quiet, but I'm done hiding so. Good morning world, bet today you'll know my name. Bet you know my name now. Never be the same now. Now I'm wide awake, wide awake. Ooh. Bet you know my name now. Never be the same now. Now I'm wide awake, wide awake.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.